Okay, let's do, this is a chart review, patient's name, George Harvey, date of birth 2/25/47, date of visit 1/20/24, emergency room is Deerbrook Emergency Room, physician is Dr. A, BBASI. Our patient is a 76-year-old gentleman who presented to the emergency room at Deerbrook on or about 1/20/24 with the chief complaint of I'm having a heart attack. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease. He had he presented on 1/20/24 at 11:38 p.m. A.m. Sorry. He has a history of coronary artery disease. And actually, his chief complaint was chest pain, sorry. He had a history of, known history of coronary artery disease and status post coronary artery disease, hypertension, history of lymphoma, hyperlipidemia. He had 3 stents placed past Tuesday. Patient presented on Saturday in parenthesis. Patient presented, period. Blood pressure initially was low at 62 over 46, pulse 81, respirations 18, temperature 97, oxygen saturation 78%. Patient was placed on normal saline. EKG initially showed initial EKG done at 11:42 showed evidence of S2T wave elevation consistent with anterolateral MI. EKG was repeated. Don't put EKG was repeated. Initial EKG showed classic reciprocal changes consistent with anterolateral MI in the inferior. Reciprocal changes in the in lead 3 and AVF consistent with anterolateral MI, period. New paragraph, initial BNP was 22.5, CPKMB 3.2, troponin 0.33. Period. Dr. Abbasi discussed care with Dr. Clem, ordered IV fluids, dobutamine, Plavix 300 milligram oral loading, aspirin 243 milligram once, and heparin 6,000 international units. IV bolus and transferred to HCA Kingwood cath lab, period. Patient's blood pressure. Subsequently, later, the dobutamine was discontinued was canceled by MD. No reason given. Only a bolus of 250 cc's was given. Period. During the ER course, patient's blood pressure remained low. Patient subsequently was transferred at 12:40. when you start the dictation for the summary, for the chart review, put down general information or background information. Let's put that, and then start the text, and then finish by, let's see, next is let's see, what should we call it? Let's put conclusion. Patient was transferred to Kingwood Emergency / Cath Lab in a timely manner, period. The question remains that even though Dr. Klim recommended IV fluids, dobutamine to address the blood pressure, this was not done. And the blood pressure throughout the emergency room stayed in the 60s. Period. There's no notes as why Dr. Abbasi canceled the dobutamine order. And the dobutamine order. Patient was transferred with low blood pressure. There's no communication between Dr. Abbasi and the cardiologist at Kingwood as far as his orders and his needs before patient was transferred to the cath lab, period.